Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. You can click the Listen Live tab to listen live to 24/7 talk radio. While you're there, check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. So many great articles and podcasts up at AmericaOutLoud.com. And when you share that on social media, it helps us all out a great deal. America Out Loud is dealing with the same social media censorship that so many other conservatives are. So when you share that article or you share that podcast, we do appreciate it a great deal. It goes a long ways. We've got a lot of news this week, Rob. We've got some big elections happening all across the country. We might have on candidate James Spencer joining us tonight, California Assemblyman. So stay tuned for that. But before we get to that, let's talk about the big news from this week so far. And that is this tragic school shooting where we see Democrats once again using a tragedy to try and take away guns from law-abiding citizens. It's always where they go. We need more stricter gun laws, gun control, instead of just taking a look in the mirror and look at some of these people who commit these shootings. The early pictures that have came out of this kid, first of all, I question whether or not he's even a legal citizen. The media probably will try and tell us that he is, but I'll still have my doubts because I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouth. And then second off, this kid was a mentally ill freak. And the left is what made him that way. They encourage this type of behavior. He was all kinds of confused. And I think it's just today's culture is the reason why. To me, the Democrats are what radicalized people like this kid that did this horrific shooting. But before I keep going on and on, Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts on what we've seen unfold?
Andrew, it's devastating. Like you said, we had planned on coming on tonight, talking about the elections. Then we learned of another shooting in Texas. So far, 19 people have been killed. Of that number, 17 are children, 2 are teachers. I want to just a moment of silence in memory of those that have lost their lives. Okay, I'm speechless. When I first learned of this, when I was doing a pre-work for the show, but here we go again. You know. But I got to be honest with you, Andrew. I was hoping that the culprit was not a white man. Yeah, I was. Because had he been a white man, the media would have blown up the airways talking about the evil white man. Next, I was hoping that it wasn't a black man. Because I'm sick and tired of seeing black men like Daryl Brooks, Frank James, and then this other guy, Andrew Abdullah, who just killed a man on the subway in New York City. And then you have the other black men that are attacking Asians. Yeah. I was hoping that it wasn't a white man and then a black man. I was also hoping that it wasn't a Hispanic man. But then if it was, I'm like, is this person illegal? And as you said, you have your doubts as to whether or not, well, say his name once, Salvatore Ramos, 18 years old, if he was here legally or not. From his Facebook postings, we know that he was confused, possibly mentally ill, as are so many other men out there and boys. Society is telling them that you're worthless, you mean nothing, you're toxic. We're pushing them to the fringes. We're disregarding them. We're telling them that their life does not matter. Because they're toxic. We're taking away their jobs. Right now, the largest group going to college are women. I'm glad that women are going to college. At one point, society put all of its cards on men. I get it, but it's changed. But what hasn't changed is that we still have a segment of the population that wants to get back at other people. You did me wrong, so we're going to push this group up and we're going to push you down. That's what's happening. Let's elevate the women and we're going to get rid of the men. A woman can do this also. We know that women can do it, but that doesn't mean you just excommunicate men. Well, white people, for all this time, they've had this and they've done this. It's now time for the black man. Well, not the black man, but the black woman. So everywhere you look, oh, a black woman's doing this, a black woman's successful, black, black, black. Yeah, but what about the other people? We're pushing down people in society to bring up another group that we claim that they've been oppressed. Yes, they were oppressed. But if we understand history, this is where the country keeps missing on both the left and the right, but mainly the left. Understanding the brutality of slavery, understanding the brutality of when one group dominates another. It has happened since the beginning of time. In order to correct it, it does not mean to go back and oppress the offsprings of the oppressors. But that's what we're doing, and we're calling it fairness. We're calling it equality. We're calling it diversity. What we're doing is that we're creating more hate. We're creating more harm. You can't go and attack me for the sins of my father. Now, just imagine of the criminals that we have in jail, and we were to take out retribution on their families, because that's what's happening. Look at these radical Islamists. When they took over other countries, look at Iraq, look at Afghanistan. When they took over, they would kill the male children because they were afraid that if we don't kill them, they're going to come back and they're going to come after us. So we need to kill all the offsprings. That's what we're doing today. We're telling these young men and boys that because of the sins of their forefathers, it's going to be revisited upon them, and we're going to push them around. We're going to push them to the back of society. We're not going to help them. It's wrong. What are we doing? We are creating more problems. So I don't know what was going on with this young man. But whatever it was something sinister and evil for him to go in and to kill, at count right now, 19 innocent children and two teachers.
Yeah, and we constantly see the left pushing this divisiveness and hate throughout society, and they don't realize the consequences that it has to push these agendas on folks that aren't always willing to comply. I mean, just look at how tragic this shooting is. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this kid was clearly mentally ill and had a lot of issues. To me, it looked like he was believing a lot of this leftist woke propaganda that we see out there in society, and he was just completely screwed up mentally. And we're seeing that time and time again, and the left does not take any accountability whatsoever.
No accountability whatsoever. And then Joe Biden comes out tired from his trip, his 5-day trip to Asia. He starts out in a conciliatory tone, and then he goes rogue, attacking everyone, the gun lobbyists, and this and that. Let me just tell you folks right now, tonight, do not allow them to take away your guns. It is your right. Because if you allow them to take away your guns, look at how they're treating your free speech. They're trying to shut you down. So imagine if they take away the guns, they will come in and they will take over your life. Do not give your guns up. If you have to go down fighting, then you go down fighting. But do not, under any circumstances, allow these lefties to take away your guns. Because if you do, you are signing off your entire life to them. Because first it's your gun. No, first it was your free speech, and then your guns, and then your life. And they will rule you, and they will tell you what to do. Do not allow them to do it. They're showing you not right now what they will do. When a person tells you who they are, believe them. Believe them. I'm telling you now, believe them. Because it's dangerous. It's extremely dangerous to let them in. So do not allow them to take away your guns. You cannot allow them to do it. Never, ever, ever allow them to take away your guns. Because it is dangerous. But it's sad as to what's happening here. Lives lost. And for what? Why? Because somebody, somewhere, chose not to keep their eyes on the prize. We're looking at everything else. And this young man was probably radicalized, probably messed up, disturbed. And now we have 18 children, 17 children dead. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. But yet, here we are. And the only thing Joe can say is, oh, it's the people on the right. They're mean, they're white supremacists, they're this, they gotta take away their guns, they're that. Nothing to console the family. Nothing at all. But why? Well, would you expect this from Joe? Would you expect it from him? No, of course not. You know why? Because he isn't fit to serve. He should not be there. He should not be at the top. How can he console us? Then you have Barack Obama tweeting the same thing. It's the people on the right and they're lobbyists and they don't want to give up the guns. What are you talking about? This is not the time to talk about that. People have lost their children. Someone will not be coming home. 18 people will not be coming home. 18 people will not get a chance to enjoy their families this summer. Children, innocent children. We can't protect them at school because they go to school, then they're bombarded with this nonsense of sex education. Telling the kids that you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're just an it. Our children are under attack. When will this stop? And we have to place the blame where it belongs. It's on the hands of the left. Let's just be real here. No, we're not being political about it. We're telling the truth. We're speaking truth to power. If it's not one thing, it's another with them. They're constantly at our children and they don't want to protect them, because if they did, they would stop talking about gun control and talk about mental illness and talk about the laws that they need to honor on the books. If you kill someone, you go to jail. Why let them out? We have too many criminals running the streets. Look at New York City. It's going back to the 70s and the 80s. Look at California. New York City will become Detroit, Michigan. Look at Chicago. People are being gunned down every day. Do we stop to talk about it? No. And we should. The only time we want to stop and talk about it is when it's just going to fit our political narrative. Shame on you, Joe Biden. Shame on you, Barack Obama. Take away the guns. That's the first thing they say. I don't see guns growing arms and legs. And then Joe said, in all the countries, we're the only country whereby we have gun violence. Look at all these other places. They have mental illness. Yeah, but they also have the law, and people are afraid to commit a crime because they know they will go to jail, whereas in America, you don't go to jail. You're let out on the streets to commit the crime again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and we see time and time again where these people, if they don't have access to guns, they'll just go jump into a car and run a bunch of people over, or they'll go on a knife attack, which we see all over Europe. I mean, Britain, the amount of knife violence is out of control. I mean, it's unbelievable if you look at the statistics. So it's really got nothing to do with the gun. We all know this, but it's just convenient for the left to try and take away the guns from millions of law-abiding gun owners across our country.
It has nothing to do with the guns. Because if it did, when you hear someone going on a killing spree with a knife, they would say, oh, we got to get rid of all the knives, but they don't do it. They want to take away the guns because they want to take away your rights to own a gun so that they can control you. I am telling you now, do not fall for it. Do not fall for it. They take away your guns, and then they will control you. This is all what they want to do. This is all about control. As I said, if they were to, the laws that are on the book, enforce the laws that are on the book, that if you commit a crime, this is what will happen. If you commit a brutal crime, hey, we're going to execute you. Oh, no, not the death penalty. What do you mean not the death penalty? You got people walking around killing people. You look at the man who killed this innocent guy in New York on Sunday. The guy has stopped taking the subway, and then he said, okay, I'm going to take it. The moment he decides to take it, he's gunned down. And we have our mayor, Eric Adams, telling people, oh, take the subway, go back to work. Take the subway for what? To get killed? You have a private security team, a detail team. People should be allowed to sue these people. They sue the police. They sue the local towns and get all these millions and millions of dollars. That poor guy is dead because of the laws that have not been enforced on the books. Other countries don't have this problem. You know why? Because they enforce their laws. We want to dance around it. And then we want to talk about taking away the guns. Andrew, it has to stop.
It does have to stop. You're absolutely right. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We've got James Spencer, who's running for 61st Assembly District in California, on the line. We'll be back with him on more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Guys, we're back. And we're trying to get our guest on. We're having problems, of course. This is live radio. And with live radio, with technology, you always have problems. But hopefully we'll be able to bring on James Spencer, who's running for California Assemblyman. So while our folks work on getting his mic and everything connected, just going to go back and talk about this shooting in Texas. And it's just a travesty as to what happened. And what's happening all around us. As I said, that we are hearing about this because it involved children. But when you really put everything into context and you look at Chicago, at the killings in Chicago that take place every week, and Detroit, people don't even talk about Detroit anymore because it's so horrible. And now New York City, every week, Andrew, there's a killing. Every week in New York City. And this all started with Mayor de Blasio. And now this knucklehead wants to run for Senate. He tried to run for president. Now he wants to run for Senate. He actually thinks people are going to vote for him. And you know what, Andrew? They probably will.
Yeah.
They probably will. And then they will sit up, bitch and moan and complain about the state of affairs. I mean, I just look at the liberals around me where I am in New York City. They're complaining, oh, crime, and this is horrible, and this is bad. And I'm like, but this is what you voted for. You guys voted for de Blasio not once, but twice. And he told you what he was going to do. He told you he was going to take the homeless and put them in your hoity-toity neighborhoods, but you guys kept voting for him. You voted for Mayor Adams because he's got swag, because he's a black guy. And it's time for the black people to get a chance. Yeah, but we had David Dinkins. And what did he do? Absolutely nothing. One of the worst race riots. But you guys still voted for him. And then it took Giuliani to come in and clean it all up. Tough on crime. People complain, oh, he's a racist. Whenever they want to do something right, whenever people want to fight crime, oh, they're a racist. They've told black people that so much that they believe it now. When things don't go their way, oh, it's about racism. We were going to talk about the elections. Look at Georgia. I mean, look at it, Andrew. Stacey Abrams came out and said that Georgia is racist and its laws are racist. It's keeping black people from voting. You have the liberal media singing the same song. Oh, it's racist. Simply because Stacey Abrams did not win the governorship back in 2018 against, what was the guy's name? Kemp, Governor Kemp. So they got mad and said it was racist. And that Kamala Harris even said she would be the governor of Georgia today if it wasn't for racism and those racist voting laws keeping black people from voting. They said the same thing was going to happen this time. And Andrew, you know what? More black people turned out to vote than not. What about the racism? And they were saying, don't do business in Georgia. Don't come to Atlanta because it's racist.
Right. And I think a lot of black people who didn't turn out to vote probably voted as well with the way that our election laws work.
Absolutely. Because the election laws that were there, it helped them to vote. But she and now she and Joy Reid of PMSNBC, they're now saying, well, more people would have come out had it not changed the laws. It's like, give it a break. Why are you guys trying to spin it? And you know what? There would be people that will believe that lie. That is a reason why I'm telling you, do not listen to them when they say, give up your guns. Do not listen to them. It is a facade. It is a joke. They're playing on your sympathy. Guns did not kill those kids per se. It was evil. It was a demented man. It was a boy, a little man, who was told by society that you don't count. Who was told by society that you might be a boy, you might be a girl. Who knows? Who was told by society that he could just make it up? That's what killed those children. The hate that's forming in our country. The hate that's telling us one group is better than the next group. And we see it all over. Look at Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendry went on a killing spree. He said, I want to kill black people. But in his manifesto or his ramblings of a wild man, he wanted to kill everybody. He didn't like Democrats. He didn't like Republicans. He was just gone crazy. Frank James, the same thing, a black man here in New York City, subway shooting. He was told or fed a steady diet by the left of hate. And it began to fester and it exploded. Daryl Brooks, Waukesha, Wisconsin, killed white people. The youngest one was 8 years old and we don't hear about it. And the list goes on and on and on. The only way we can stop this is if we cut it away from the root. We have to eradicate it, get rid of it, call it out, get in front of it. People keep saying mental illness. Well, sometimes I have a difficult time buying that, Andrew, because right now everybody is mentally ill. Just like everyone's supposed to be non-binary. You're gray, you're straight, you're everything. The left likes to put tags on people, identity politics. You have athletes that can't perform. Oh, my mental illness, I have mental illness. You don't have mental illness, you just didn't want to perform. Let's just be truthful. There are people with mental illness. I have a cousin who's schizophrenia. She's been that way since she was 13 years old. I'm going to try to bring her on the show, Andrew, so she could talk to these people. Because what we're seeing now, they're using mental illness as a ruse. Look at what's his name, Prince Andrew, Meghan Markle's husband.
Oh, geez.
He claimed he has mental illness. Now, being with her, I could see it. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, if you're going to marry that wacko, she's definitely a wacko.
Yeah, if he didn't have a mental illness before, he probably does now.
He probably has it now. But everyone is claiming when they can't stand up and do what they need to do. Mental illness. Look at the tennis players. Mental illness. Everybody has a mental illness. Oh, we want to make mental illness common. We don't want people to shy away from it because it's true. Yes, mental illness is a serious thing. But there are a lot of people that are using it as a cop-out. There are a lot of people, like the subway shooter. He's not mentally ill. He needs to get swift kick in the butt. He needs to be told that your ass is going to jail for a very long time. And if we could fry you, we would fry you. The same thing with Daryl Brooks. The same thing with Peyton Gendry. These people need to be told this is what's going to happen. Because if you were to do that and make an example out of them, you wouldn't have all these mass shootings. You wouldn't have all these killings. But people know, hey, there are no consequences to my actions. Let me just do it. Now, how many people on the left are going to say, oh, wait a minute, this guy was killed. The shooter, he was killed. The police killed him. Because, you know, they like to run to that, especially a lot of Black people, because they've been fed a constant diet that they're against you. The first thing they'll say is, like they said with Peyton Gendry, oh, and look at him. The police didn't even shoot him. Well, the police didn't shoot Daryl Brooks. They didn't shoot Frank James either. Now, you can't compare that to Michael Brown, because Michael Brown acted out. Michael Brown got what he deserved. You can't compare that to George Floyd. What happened to George Floyd is unfortunate. But as I've said so many times, all George Floyd had to do was be arrested. But George Floyd was high on drugs. And then we have an egomaniac cop, Derek Chauvin, the two just aren't going to click. So don't try to make those comparisons with, well, this person, the police didn't kill them, but they killed the other man. Give me a break. Again, that's all that rhetoric coming from the left, Andrew. And we have to stand up to it. And we have to push back. And we have to keep pushing back. Because it makes absolutely no sense. People have lost their lives. Because you got folks on the Hill that wants to sit there and play around with guns. Guns, guns. Okay, yeah. It's not going to work. Try something else.
Not to mention, you just look at the millions and millions of guns that are already in circulation in our country, and there is no realistic way of taking away the guns from everybody. I mean, obviously, in that situation, if the government did try and take away guns, it would be the law-abiding gun owners that would be paying for it. You think any of these criminals are going to give up their guns? Heck no, most of them don't own their guns legally anyways. So I think this gun control issue that the left is pushing is just absolutely worthless and would do no good whatsoever.
And they know it won't do any good, Andrew, but what they want to do is they want to take away the guns from law-abiding citizens, and then we're under their control. Again, look no farther than what they're doing today in society. Look at free speech. Look at how a social media platform, well, not a, but social media platforms, was successful and stifling free speech. And they're still doing it. Look at YouTube. Look at our account, Mega Media, how they're taking down our content because they're saying that it's misinformation. But they're allowing people who are fighting, they're allowing people who are filming themselves kill people. They won't take that down. You got people wearing risque clothes. Look at that filthy video by the artist Nas. Old Time Road. What is the guy's name? Little Nas. They haven't taken down his stuff.
Satanist
stuff. Worshiping Satan, having sex. But they've taken down our opinions, our free speech. They're taking it down, saying it's disinformation. Twitter is yet to take down Biden's disinformation about Russia collusion or Hillary Clinton. We all know now that it was fake news. We all know now that it was made up. Why hasn't Twitter taken it down? Why hasn't Twitter censored the Khomeini in Iran or any of these other radicals? Why haven't they? So when they tell you they want to take away your guns, you better think twice. Do not doubt me on it. Do not doubt me. They will take it away, and then you will be under their thumb. They will tell you what to do and how to do it. They want to control us. Former President Trump warned us about this. Andrew, I got to admit, I always trusted and believed the government. Whatever the government said, I'm like, hey, they have our best interests at heart. Truly, I did. I believed it. I actually believed that they had our best interests at heart. But then Trump came along and he exposed it. Now, there was some doubt there before then, but I said, no, the government wouldn't do this. But when he came along and exposed the government, it opened my eyes to the truth. It opened my eyes that when Barack Obama was president, he weaponized the IRS to go after conservatives. When Barack Obama was the president, he weaponized the FBI to help Hillary Clinton to go after President Trump. That's our government, weaponized. And when I look at people, like the guy who's over the FBI, I don't trust him at all. Because he's dangerous. He is a dangerous man. But yet and still, we're told, oh no, these people, they have our best interests at heart. And, you know, we have to, Christopher Wray. We had Andrew McCabe. I don't trust Christopher Wray for as far as I can throw him, and I can't throw him that far at all. I don't trust him. We had James Comey. I don't trust him. Look at all these people that are out there spinning their truth, which is a lie. And they say they have our best interest at heart. Now, I'm not indicting the entire FBI establishment, because there are, I believe, some truly good agents that are there. Look, recently, we just learned that someone from Iraq had came through the border or was trying to get people through the border to come here to assassinate former President George Bush Jr. And this man is living in Ohio. Folks, you go to Columbus, Ohio. You go to Columbus, Ohio, and it's like you're in a third world country. I don't mean any harm by that. But they have just about taken over up there. We don't know what's in there. The FBI won't go investigate. Now, they investigated this, thank God. But this man had intentions of bringing over additional Iraqis here to kill former President George Bush. Andrew, did you hear about this?
I did hear about it.
No, just imagine. They had gone and surveilled his house. Now, the FBI was onto it. Now, that begs the question also.
Yeah. And did you see, sorry to cut you off, Rob, but did you see where they said he planned to let his buddies get into the country at? They were going to come through the southern border.
The southern border. Joe's border. We have been warned about it time after time after time that there are too many people trying to come in at the southern border and do the country no good. And then you have this wackadoodle from Barack Obama's administration, Juliet Kam, a Kayam or whatever her name is. She's saying that in light of the shootings in Texas, we should forego not letting people come here and just let them all come. That's the best thing to do. What? What does it have to do with the shooting? Letting people come through the border. Why are people trying to get so many individuals that don't belong here through the borders?
Yeah, the only thing it might possibly have to do with the shooting is this crazed lunatic might have come from the border illegally.
I know, you still think that he's here illegally. Well, he shot his grandma.
Yeah, they
won't never know what happened.
They won't convince me any different. I know that. I've already heard this. Oh, he's got a grandma that lives in the United States. It's like, well, she's probably illegal too.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. If he were a white guy, we would already know if he was here illegally or not. They would have already spilled the beans. Now, this is going to definitely get in the way of the Iraqi who's living in Columbus, Ohio, who was trying to smuggle over other Iraqis through the southern border, because they don't want to talk about these radicals. Oh, they'll just a little bit. Well, we made you aware of it. Now let's move on. Let's see if we can find another crazy white man. I started the show off saying, Andrew, that when I learned of this, I was hoping that the perp was not white. Well, I was hoping that no one was harmed and that they had prevented this. And then I said, don't let the person be white. And then I said, don't let the person be black. And then I said, don't let the person be Hispanic. Because I knew how the media was going to play this up. And it's unfortunate that they have now gone to the lobbyists and the guns, and that the people on the right are bad. Andrew is pitiful.
Yeah, it really is. You guys are listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Check us out on iHeartRadio, or you can go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab to listen to 24/7 talk radio. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com. HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
We're back on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we've told you that we're going to bring on a candidate for California Assemblyman, James Spencer, but apparently he is having technical difficulty. These kinds of things are bound to happen on a radio show, but we plan on giving him another chance to come back on, and we hope to have him on the show in the near future and listen to what he has to say. You know, in running for Assemblyman in California, and he's Republican, he's ran for state Senate in the past, and it's always good to get people that are African-American onto the show to give their opinions on things and to see them getting involved into the community. And I'm looking forward to when we have James on.
So am I, Andrew. I, like you said, we like to have a diversity of candidates on, but definitely we try to bring on Blacks and Hispanics, because I say misnomer to the left that there aren't any Republicans who happens to be Black or Hispanic. And I look no further than Sonny Hostin. She said the other day on her show, The View, that how can you be Black and or Hispanic and be a Republican? And that's something, is something wrong with you? Well, I would say that there's something wrong with her. She has a law degree from Notre Dame, and she is just as dumb as a rug. She's just thrown out all of her credibility just to be on The View. She sold her soul to the devil. And look at them, the way they were pontificating to earlier about the shooting. And, oh, it's horrible. And it's the right, Joy Reid, it's the right. They always want to blame the right, yeah, as opposed to looking in the mirror at themselves, Andrew.
Speaking of The View, did you see the way that Kellyanne Conway got treated on that show? I mean, once again, I asked myself, why would any conservative go on that show to promote something? Because it's just an ambush the moment you walk into that studio.
I saw it, and I saw bits and pieces of it. Well, one of the reasons why they go on, because they try to show that, hey, we can go on any show. And I get it. I understand it. But when you're going to go on, you have to be like Jeanine Pirro. And you've got to go in guns a-blazing. I hate to say guns a-blazing under the circumstances, but you have to be prepared because those vicious witches, put a B in front of that, that's the word I want to use, they're cruel. I mean, they want blood. They're after you. And now we're learning. I don't know if you heard about this. You have Meghan McCain coming out saying that out of all the women on the show, Sunny Hostin, she's still close to her. Yeah, but I thought she had said before she left the show that she was close with Joy Behar. And that when her dad died, they all got drunk and they were this and they were that. You know, I liked Meghan. I thought that she held her own for the most part on The View. But then there was a side of her that came across as being a daddy's girl, a little spoiled brat, and that she knew what to say and how to say it to garner attention.
Always.
Yeah. And that's how I view her. I'm like, whether or not she's, you know, she adhere to her beliefs is a different story. I think that, hey, she saw a lane for herself. She decided to take it. And she went crazy with it, especially when she would attack the Trump family.
Exactly. Most conservatives will never forget how she was an avid never Trumper from the get-go.
I mean, she was. I mean, and sometimes she would say, she would tell the women on The View, okay, what you guys are saying, what you're doing, you're going to get him elected again. But the moment at her dad's funeral, when she showed her butt and behaved the way she did and saying that I don't want the president to come to the funeral. Meghan, okay, your dad and Trump had a difference. Your dad was just jealous that Trump was going to become president and he wasn't. Your dad is a person who got us stuck with this ridiculous Obamacare. Your dad was a person who flew all the way to Russia to investigate Russia collusion, which we now know was not a collusion. It was a farce. It was a lie. So either your dad knew it and he was going along with it because he was part of the whole collusion cabal, or your dad had just been had because he was stupid. Which one is it? I got to know. It can't be both, or maybe it is. But now we know that there was no collusion. So all these people who hitched their wagon up against this line that Hillary Clinton was pushing, you're complete idiots. You are complete idiots. We should not trust you. You should not be in government. You should not be in office. But yet and still, people will vote for them. Look at how they voted for Biden. Now, again, I think the election was stolen. And when I say stolen, again, what we're saying is that how the different states changed the election laws on the spot, and they didn't have the right to do it. And it was the judges making those decisions, and it should have been the state legislatures, not the judges. But they knew that the judges or the state legislatures couldn't go into session right away, so they went to the judges. Knowing that people didn't understand the law, they accepted it. Now, there were some cases whereby people voted twice. They had dead people voting. The whole thing was a sham. And you say, well, how can you say that? How can I say it? Well, look at Russia collusion. Look at what we're finding out about Russia collusion. Look at what we're finding out that the Hillary campaign did. Mike Sussman went to the FBI claiming he was going on his own, but at the same time, he was billing the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was all a ruse. No, it was more than a ruse. It was a flat out lie. They all lied to the government. Now let's see if there's going to be any accountability. Paul Manafort was sent to prison for something that had nothing to do with the Trump campaign. But to this day, people will still say, oh, look at all the people that went to jail under President Trump. Now, whether or not John Durham can get a conviction on Michael Sussman, I kind of doubt it. And Andrew, remember, I said this. I called this. I said, I doubt seriously that anyone will go to jail because we see how corrupt our legal system is. The judge who's presiding over the Michael Sussman trial is an Obama appointee.
Right.
His wife is the lawyer for Lisa Page. Michael Sussman's daughter plays on a softball game with one of the jurors' daughters. There are three jurors on the trial that are supporters of Hillary Clinton. One gave to AOC. Do you actually think that these people can put aside their prejudices for Trump to render a correct verdict?
No,
you have all the facts in front of you, Andrew.
Yeah, they can't and they won't. And fortunately, When we didn't get any justice out of the Durham report when President Trump was in office, I myself kind of stopped paying attention to it, quite frankly, but just because for reasons that you just mentioned, I just don't think we're going to see any accountability or justice. I mean, we're going to hear some noise come out and a lot of facts that were not previously known, but I just don't see any of these Democrats held responsible. And when it was the Trump White House, I mean, it was a flat out witch hunt. They raided Roger Stone's house in the middle of the night. You talk about Manafort going to prison. You talk about all these other people that they pressed charges against. And like you said, most of them had absolutely nothing to do with Trump or his administration, but they were just political attacks because they were working for President Trump. And they just tried to bring down anyone that was associated with the man. But with the Clintons, we've seen it year after year, them and all their flunkies can get away with murder, literally in a lot of cases. And unfortunately, I just don't think we're going to see any justice here.
And that's sad to say. And that is a reason why, as I said in the second segment of the show, that I don't trust the government. I don't trust the government up under the Democrats. And I had said this before also, when people would say, well, Trump, when he was in office, he had this and he had all his team in. But you've got to remember, people, that D.C. is a liberal district. Everyone votes Democrat for the most part. So all the people working on the Hill for the government are Democrats. That is a reason why there were so many leaks in the Trump White House. That is a reason why whenever he tried to do something, people were countering him. People were slow walking things because they were all Democrats not doing their jobs, working against him. Now, some would say, yeah, but we've had other Republicans in office before. Right. But you never had a Republican to call them out the way Trump was calling them out. He called them out at every turn, and they didn't like it. And now we see that the truth is about to come to light. No one wants to touch it. No one wants to report on it. No one in the media is going to say anything about it. After 4 years, they talked about Russia collusion and how, oh my God, this looks like Watergate. This is another Watergate, and Trump is going to go down. This is another Watergate. And Trump was like, wait a minute, what are they talking about? He knew he had done nothing wrong. And as he recently said, where do I go to get my good name back? Where do I go? Because it was a foregone conclusion that he had colluded. Everyone on CNN was saying it. You should not believe a word coming out of CNN. Everything that they're telling you about this recent shooting in Texas, don't believe it. Everything that they're telling you that if we got rid of the guns, the country will be safe, do not believe them. They lied about a matter that was so important, a duly elected president, and they told you that you had nominated or had voted for a person who had colluded with Russia. Do not believe them on the guns. Do not, because if they take away your guns, they are taking away your freedom. Look at what they did to your free speech. They had social media to tell you that they were not censoring Republicans. They were not censoring conservatives. And now Elon Musk has come along, the world's richest man, and exposed it all. And what is their response in return? Oh, he sexually harassed someone 10 years ago. Oh, he's a racist. Oh, what he's doing is going to keep Black women, again, the group that they are just always trying to play up to, Black women, and he's going to keep Black women from building businesses on Twitter. Oh, he's a this. The man is a true African-American, Andrew. He's African-American. He was born in South Africa. He came to America. He's now a citizen. So he is, in fact, an African-American. While people are trying to put that name on, I'm going to wear it with pride. Again, liberals telling Black people, you're not Black, you're African-Americans. Now, what would be the next thing? Well, actually, you're not African-Americans. You're something else. You're going back to colored people. You're going back to Negroes. You're going back to this. Stop it. Do not believe the left. They are dangerous. They will get you killed. They will lie. They will cheat to get their agenda across. Look at the election in Texas. There was a Democrat who was running, the only Democrat on the Hill who was against abortion. They decided to run one of his aides against him. And I think they're still counting the votes. By the time this airs, they might say that she won, but they had to get him out because he didn't believe in all this crazy stuff. He also believed in protecting the border. This is how Democrats work. If you don't give them what they want, they will lie and they will cheat and they will tear you down. Go back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, they loved him in the party, the Democrat Party. He won all types of Black awards. He won an award, Andrew, received their Medal of Freedom Award with Rosa Parks, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. They went out to eat with this man and to dinner with this man. They gave him an award saying that he had more businesses for Black people. But the moment he decided to run for president, he became a racist. Look at what they're doing to Elon Musk. Oh, they loved him because he was about electric cars and they want everyone to use electric cars. That is the reason why Joe does not care about the price of gas going up. He'll get it all up to $20 a gallon. He doesn't care because, as he said, this is just the pain that we're experiencing as we transition from what? From gas to green energy, to electricity. Now, never mind you're going to need gas to power those electrical pumps. Never mind that, because he's got that figured out. We're going to give this huge deal to Venezuela to tap into their oil mines. Now, we have oil mines right here in America, the Keystone Pipeline going all the way from Colorado to Alaska. But he decided to shut that down, shut down fossil fuel in Pennsylvania. And you folks in Pennsylvania voted for this knucklehead. You folks in Pennsylvania can't decide if you want Dr. Oz or McCormick. But speaking of Oz and McCormick, at this point, Andrew, McCormick should just throw in the towel and say, it's over. We don't need a recount. We're trying to bring the party back together, McCormick. You lost, bow out gracefully, and help Oz. Okay, there's a war that's going on. We need to win the war. Please bow out. We don't need a recount. If Pennsylvania cannot count their votes, when American Idol can tally up their votes and tell us who won, or Dancing with the Stars, or any of these other competition shows on TV, that Pennsylvania, they don't know how to count votes.
Speaking of not being able to count votes, you look at the state of Georgia, who's had a lot of problems counting votes in the past, and President Trump's guy, David Loeffler, or David Perdue, excuse me, lost in his hopes of becoming governor instead of Brian Kemp. To me, Perdue was always a loser, and Kelly Loeffler, who also ran for Senate back in 2020, he was a complete loser as well. She's pathetic. I mean, she actually claimed that she was going to stand up and object to the certification of the election, and then after January 6th went down, she weakly folded to the Democrats. So I was a little confused that President Trump endorsed David Perdue, who had already lost a Senate race just a couple of years ago to be the governor. But I know President Trump dislikes Brian Kemp, and I think a lot of Republicans across the country do. We know that the voting in Georgia is not fair. And I hate to say it, but I think Kemp might get a taste of his own medicine running against Stacey Abrams this time. He's going to find out exactly what President Trump was complaining about.
If Kemp loses to Stacey Abrams, he should be taken out and publicly flogged. This is a vicious, evil woman. All the dirty tricks are about to come out because she's never conceded the election that she lost. Now, remember, she came out the other day and just trashed Georgia, said it's the worst place to live, the worst place to work. So if Georgians vote for her, you're insane. The woman is crooked.
Yeah, the same state that took her from owing hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to now she's a multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire, writing trashy books. Andrew, she still has back taxes. And I'm sure that somewhere someone is investigating her. And if she gets the governorship, God, I hope she doesn't. She will go down. So Brian Kemp, don't be nice. Make up with President Trump.
Yeah.
And so that we can win this race.
Do you think
we need Georgia?
As much as we know President Trump dislikes Brian Kemp, do you think he will be able to find it in himself to tell people to go out and vote for Kemp?
He doesn't have a choice at this point. I'm dead serious about this. We don't need all this friction. He does not have a choice. He needs to go out and eat humble pie and show us that he can be humble, because we need Georgia.
Well, here's my thing, though. If Brian Kemp wasn't able to change anything already, and it doesn't look like he has any interest in changing it, it looks like it might just be more of the same if Brian Kemp gets back in office. I mean, it's very unfortunate for people that live in Georgia, but as someone who doesn't live there, to me, it's just going to be another crooked state if Brian Kemp gets back in, which is the same thing it would be under Stacey Abrams. So I don't really care either way. I hope Kemp wins, obviously, over Stacey Abrams, but it wouldn't make me heartbroken if Stacey Abrams won.
Well, it would make me heartbroken. I don't want to see her on the public stage. I don't want her anywhere near the state house. Brian Kemp needs to win. I hear what you're saying. He needs to get his act together, but I don't want that woman to win. Not at all. She's crooked. She's corrupt, and they need to turn her out. A win for her would just, I think it would set us back 100 years. She does not need to win. She only wants it so that she can try to run for president.
Yeah, it would definitely catapult her, which would be the unfortunate thing that would come out of that, the most unfortunate thing that would come out of that. But yeah, Georgia, get your act together. You might not like Brian Kemp, but I know if I was living in that state, I would vote for the guy, because it's either him or Stacey Abrams at that point. And if you're a resident of that state, you would have to think Brian Kemp does a much better job. He did do a decent job during the COVID. He didn't shut down as badly as some of the Democrat states. And you better believe if Stacey Abrams got in as governor of Georgia, she would be a complete radical and completely change the way that things are ran there. And it just cannot happen. So if you're a Republican in Georgia, I would suggest you vote for Brian Kemp. As someone who doesn't live in Georgia, I'm just sitting back and watching and looking forward to seeing if you guys make the right decision. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.